Welcome to Somewhat Nerdy Radio. We are your hosts. I am Snarf Chris.
I'm Critter.
Welcome to the show.
A very, very Friday the 13th show.
Oh.
Kind of. technically not, I guess.
It's just kind of funny. You brought this up the last episode where you talked about he's one of the four things we talk about in every episode.
Yep.
And I knew two, Ghostbusters and Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Scream and Friday the 13th are the four things we talk about pretty much every episode.
I did not realize.
We should just change the name of the podcast to the Jason Terminator Die Hard Scream
Ghostbusters.
Jason Ghostbuster Show.
That's a mouthful.
We're trademarking that now.
That's a mouthful.
So anyway, go follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the other social medias. Leave us a review. Share us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever social media app you're using or whatever Facebook app you are using. Do all that stuff. Heart stars, thumbs up, love, slaps on the ass, whatever.
And
whatever
works for you. Tell your friends. If they listen to podcasts like, hey, I'm trying to find something to listen to on a drive or whatever, kill time, recommend us.
Yeah.
Especially if they like nerd shit, they'll find something. We got a catalog of Volume 1 and Volume 2.
We're not for everybody. Don't say that they'll find something. Some people might not.
They will.
No, they won't.
We talk enough about nostalgia
everything.
Shit. Yeah.
A little bit about everything.
If they didn't have a good childhood, yeah, just tell us.
So anyway, on this podcast, we're going to be talking about the Never Hike Alone series. And if you're not familiar with this series, this is a series.
Hey, Siri.
This is a series of movies, fan-made movies, about the Friday the 13th Jason Voorhees story. It's debatable between me and Critter when these movies take place.
For various reasons.
Yeah. Mostly, they were crowdfunded, and you can watch them for free. They're on YouTube. You can download them directly from their website, and we'll have links to everything. But this is a group of movies that I was kind of familiar with whenever the first one came out. But last year, the second, technically the third movie in the series came out, and that's really when I decided to sit down and watch them all. And we enjoyed them so much, and we kind of want to talk about them. So,
and if you listen to this show, you know, especially if you go back to Volume 1, you know how much we've had some theories about Jason, our fandom of Jason, and it goes deep. It runs deep.
It does.
So this was a no-brainer because we've watched a lot of fan-made things, and this is among the best, even for Jason movies.
So, word fan-made, most of the time if you heard that, you'd be like, you know. And I've seen a lot of fan-made horror movies.
And I actually made that face, but I always give Friday the 13th movies a chance. And there are times I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of Jason Voorhees fan-made movies. There's been some Halloweens. Yeah. Well, it's filling a gap that's not being filled right now, which is, you know, a discussion for a whole nother day. And apparently that discussion is going to get fixed here soon, because I'm sure we'll be getting Friday the 13th movies from maybe two different companies sometime soon. But there's a lot of Freddy movies that are fan made. There's some Scream. There are some Halloween ones. There's a bunch of them. But the first trailer, Never Hike Alone 2, came out last year, and the trailer came out for it. I watched that. And I'm like, well, I really need to sit down and watch the entire series. And I think I messaged you. It's like, hey, you should probably watch these movies. Let's just go ahead and start with the first one.
Sure.
Never Hike Alone, which is the first movie, came out in 2017.
Hey, guys. It's day 12, and a beautiful one at that. So today's mission, find the lake. This train's looking a little treacherous, but I'm just have to make my way.
Nothing's stopping me.
All right, I'll check in with you guys later. Kyle, out.
Thank you.
It's about a hiker that he's a influencer hiking through the woods, comes across Camp Crystal Lake, and then obviously awakens Jason. And that's, I mean, basically that's the movie, him trying to escape from Camp Crystal Lake. And it's such a simple
premise
which does it does so much for, was just a, I mean, basically in those three sentences I just said about the movie, is the entire movie. And it shows that Jason doesn't need a whole lot to make a movie fucking super enjoyable
and also tense.
Yeah, yeah. Because
The entire time. So this guy, all right, so a lot of times in these movies, he catches people by surprise. Mm. And a lot of times, you know, they may not be, you know, as physically fit. A lot of, you know, you may watch a lot of the movies, they're kids or whatever, they're drunk or whatever. This guy is like peak physical condition.
This is what he does for a living. Is hiking. Park. He literally, I yelled at the screen because he was running through the woods, parkouring through the woods. I was like, you're going to break your damn leg and you're out here in the woods by yourself. What are you doing? It's like I turned into a dad right there. Stop running through the woods.
That's why you never hike alone. That and Jason.
Once he gets to the camp and he's like wandering around, and it's really cool too because there's a lot of nods to some of the old kill scenes from the original movies where the police have marked certain places, which is also one of the things I'm just not really sure about timeline wise because I feel they marked a lot of scenes that happened like in the first movie, but then there was like three other movies that happened at the camp.
All of them happen at the
camp. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess technically, yeah, all of them did happen at the camp.
Yeah.
So how many times have they went there and marked a police tape?
Quick thing about the franchise in general. There's a continuation of the franchise that I love that every time something happened to Jason, like, it showed up in the next movie. If he got a cut on his mask or a dent in it, it showed up. Something happened to him, it showed up. One thing that they never explain is that Jason, almost all of the Jason movies between the first one and then Jason Takes Manhattan, and arguably Jason Goes to Hell, which is 1992, so we can put it like roughly in this 10-year period type of thing from when the first Jason came out, which was 1980, so 12 years. Mm-hmm. They all happened at the camp.
Yeah.
So you had 9 movies in 12 years. Who the hell is buying property where dozens of people have been murdered brutally by the same person? Right? Well, they're like, oh, it's going to be different.
Which is the Corey Feldman one? 4, they live on the other side of the lake. There's no reason for him to go over there and murder everybody.
Well, he's just trying to take
over the lake. Those houses have been there. We talked about this we had this exact same conversation in the podcast a long time ago. But those people live there. They weren't even on the camp. They were in their houses.
You got to move.
No. I said in the last podcast, I would have moved from there the first time when Pamela Voorhees was murdering everybody at the camp.
Once 12 people die, you gotta go. Like, murdered. Like, one murder, you're like, it's gonna lower the housing value a little bit. 12, you gotta go. You gotta take that loss with the market and just go.
And that's something you're talking about, the mask and everything like that. The Jason in this movie is the Jason that, as you pointed out to me earlier when we were talking about it, it's in my mind's eye. That's what Jason looks like.
Of course. Like, when you picture Jason, you picture him in this kind of greenish coat.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And then, like, dark khaki or brown pants and boots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Most iterations of Jason in the original franchise, he does not wear that besides 3.
Yeah.
3 is the only movie he's really wearing that.
So it's 3, and then there's Jason versus Freddy. It kind of has that same look.
Yep.
The Kane Hodder, Jason wore a jumpsuit type thing.
He just wore like a button-down shirt.
Button-down shirt,
It was blue.
Which one did he have the belt and the gloves?
That was the very first Kane Hodder one, yeah.
When he had the whole full Batman utility belt, the murder weapons. Yeah, and he had
really nice looking gloves on.
Yeah.
Brand new, just this kind of brown.
But yeah, no, the Jason in this movie, which is the director of the movie and the guy that wrote the movie, actually. Big, intimidating, huge.
Vincente DeSanti.
Yeah. But yeah, whenever I'm picturing Jason, he's Jason. He moves all menacing too.
It's very Jason has always done this in every movie, including the reboot, which a lot of people don't like. He's very deliberate with moves.
So there was a problem I had was the first Never Hike Alone. At first, it was his steps. They were very audible, like loud. They made sure it was audible. Then I noticed it was totally done on purpose, because whenever he didn't need to be heard, he was totally silent at that time.
I think he does it to be menacing.
Yeah. It was almost like he was stomping around everywheres. And then all of a sudden, there was no sound coming from him. And that was actually more terrifying when you realize there was a big sound change between him walking around to being like, I'm coming to get you, bitch.
See, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times you peg Jason as this kind of brainless killer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's more conniving and more calculated than people give him credit for, because he's definitely a person that, like, out of all the ones, he doesn't ever say anything, obviously, but like, he does all of his intimidation by steps, you know. I'm gonna walk up towards you. Oh, I'm not gonna go that one extra foot so I can look around the corner, but I'm like, no, this is good enough, I'm gonna walk away. And then when you feel comfortable, I'm like, I'm gonna make a break, boom, I got you. He does that all. I mean, I think that's kind of like what's going on here. He's playing cat and mouse.
Yeah, exactly. But at first, I didn't particularly care about the first movie, the Never Hike Alone. There's like no kills in the movie until the end of the movie.
Yeah, but I didn't mind that.
Because, I didn't mind it. Because
it was a guy survive. Like,
right, right.
I know everybody that's ever watched a horror movie has always, especially in these kind of scenarios, like, they would put themselves in this situation and think, how would I handle this situation? Me, I would just leave. So there's that.
Yeah.
But this
guy, there's a point where he gets hurt, where he goes back to the camp to get his med. And I know
he's trying to leave, and then he's like, crap, I got it.
He is smart enough to know that I have to get the med pack. I feel me and you would have died, because I would have been like, there's no way I'm ever going back to that camp.
I have a better chance just dying in the woods.
I'll just die in the woods. Yeah, my car is that way. Maybe I'll make it halfway. Maybe I'll make it all the way.
I'll fight a coyote. Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a tiny dog. I think I can take it.
The fact that he gets hurt and then goes back to the camp to have like a final showdown with Jason again after he's already free, gone. I think Jason stopped following him. He's like, oh, no, he's gone. I guess I ain't going after him this time.
Well, he wasn't drinking, so I'll let it slide.
But he was trespassing.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't like it. But if you leave, he's maybe. Fine. But this is drinking and premarital sex. I don't think so.
Drinking, sex, pot.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's just he's a mama's boy. That's bad.
So yeah. So the main character gets away. He wakes up in an ambulance after this big showdown with Jason, which is really cool. He's getting worked on, freaking out. He starts having visions of Jason all over the place. And then, lo and behold, the guy driving the ambulance driver is Tommy.
Yeah.
From Jason Lives. The original Tommy. The original actor that played him. Literally everything. So it was kind of, I didn't know it was going to happen when it happened. But as soon as he fucking showed up, I was like, holy shit, it's Tommy. It's actually Tommy. So... and then you see the first kills of the whole entire movie, which is the two other ambulance people. So
right. And then his nightmare that he had became a fruition, which is a very common thing with Jason, you know, just being like, which is remnants from the first one, you know, like when Jason popped out of the water and she's like, where's the boy? It's like, did you dream it?
So maybe Jason's a topa. You know what a topa is?
No, I don't know.
It's like a psychic energy animal, beast. Creature. So if you think about it enough, it actually makes it exist. So that's what I think, like, aliens could be a topa, a psychic energy of, we all think aliens exist, so everybody sees aliens. So maybe Jason's the exact same thing.
Sure. That's a theory. That's a theory.
Somebody out there is listening to this knows what a topa is and probably explain it better than what I can. So
I think that would happen in Supernatural.
Yeah, it definitely was in Supernatural, actually. Yeah,
it was in a haunted house when they met the ghost catchers. What do they call those kids?
Oh, yeah, it was. That
ghost getters or something?
Yeah. That was in a Supernatural episode.
Yeah.
Everything horror can get completely put into Supernatural world. Did Supernatural have like a slasher killer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had a few, actually.
Yeah, they had one. It was All Saints Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And it was a kind of a Jason-esque type guy.
After this movie, the next movie in the series, it was kind of a shorter movie, and it was Never Hike in the Snow.
Yeah.
Which is
a prequel type of thing that kind of like showed what happened with the next, what's going to happen with the second one.
Yeah, so it's kind of the bridge between the two movies. Very digestible, too, 20, 30 minutes at the very most.
Yeah, it's very short.
But you see some kills. like a lot of more kills than the first one, because the first one, it's literally my only critique in the entire movie is I need a bigger cast so more people can get murdered.
I had no problems with it.
I didn't have problems with it.
I respect the fact that how imaginative Jason's kills are,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that it was definitely like all of the tenseness that you would have from him chasing one person that's borderline formidable for him.
Yeah.
You know, not someone trying to fight him, but just
trying to... Because he tried that, and then he realized that was dumb.
It was more like a fight to survive versus, like, I'm going to fight you one-on-one because I think it could take you. It's like, I'm going to fight just so I can get away.
And then I'm going to realize that's not going to work, and then I'm going to go parkour through the woods.
with my hurt leg that I just... come on.
Never Hike in the Snow, it's just the bridge to the movies and really everything that happens, and it kind of gets explained in Never Hike Alone 2, which is really the movie I want to talk about today anyway, so let's go ahead and move on to that one. So Never Hike Alone 2 came out last year, and it's really what kind of, like I said, brought my attention to the whole entire movie series.
There's a legend around here.
His name was Jason.
A killer buried. But not dead. A curse on Crystal Lake.
It's got a death curse.
They're all dead. They're all dead.
Legend has it that Friday the 13th, Jason saw his mother beheaded that night.
They say he died as a boy. Keeps coming back. You have seen him and lived. Some have even tried to stop him.
Between me and Jason,
no one can.
Wherever the red dot goes, you bang.
You bang. No! People forget.
Jason's out there.
Waiting.
Waiting for what?
To pull me down with him.
You went into his territory, you drew him out, and now people are dead.
Jason belongs in hell, and I'm gonna see he gets there.
If we were making our Friday the 13th list again, this would be very close to the top of one of my favorite Friday the 13th
movies. Oh, this was good.
Yeah.
This was really good.
This is really, really, really good.
Because it kind of tackled him in a normal setting, less goofy than the later iterations of Jason in the original franchise. And it was kind of more like what you see in Freddy vs. Jason when he ended up at the mental asylum.
Yes. Yeah,
when he's fighting like in kind of a normal scenario.
Yeah, so it fills in a lot of the gaps. So the ambulance driver, you know, Tommy gets his badge ripped off of his shirt whenever they're bringing him the original actor to the hospital. And Jason kind of looks at it, and I guess he has built-in GPS and just Pepe Le Pew's himself towards.
He just walks
to the hospital.
I'm going to get to you. Slow and steady wins the race, baby.
And there's this whole subplot with the cop.
The sheriff doesn't believe him, thinks that Tommy is, he's the reason why all these people are dying. mind. Yeah. He thinks Tommy's the killer.
And that's the other weird thing. And this is just a horror movie trope. Tons of people go missing in town constantly.
But
people get murdered constantly.
But no one believes.
Nobody believes this happening.
Like, oh, that's an old wives' tale. That all of these...
Jason Voorhees isn't a real thing.
Even though that's happened 12 other times, we're not going to worry about that. That is not
You're
real.
Just causing problems.
Ew.
And you get a lot more into the Tommy lore of blaming himself because of Jason Lives, him Frankensteining Jason back to life. So you get a lot of that kind of stuff, which is really lore building, which is not canon, but it now is canon in my head, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, because, I mean, all the original movie storyline all ends was Jason X, basically. We don't have anything else after that. Wait. Like, Jason versus Freddy, that's not really canon,
I guess.
I mean...
It's not, and obviously the reboot is the reboot.
Yeah, the reboot is something totally different, so...
I mean, arguably, if you were to retcon everything, I feel like that this storyline fits best if you have Jason 3, arguably, but I guess you'd have to do Jason all the way to Jason 5.
Yeah, you have to do Jason Lives.
But he looks like Jason 3. He doesn't look like any, like, really the other Jasons.
Right.
So he looks like Jason 3. So it goes all the way to Jason, I guess technically 4, a little bit of 5 with Tommy, but more 4.
Yeah. So we can take out New Beginnings.
Like everything past that. Because
New Beginnings. Kane Jason Hodder, goes to hell. Got to go away.
Kane Hodder Jason just kind of doesn't exist in this story.
You can do a Manhattan.
No, none of this makes sense to me. I know what he said, but based on how he looks and what you think, technically Freddy vs. Jason could have happened here.
Yeah, that's true.
But
possibly.
Possibly, because he kind of looked like the Jason 3. Because, like, if you think about it, we talked about it again. The way he's dressed in this movie is how everyone pictures Jason. Mm. But he's... In most movies, he's portrayed
not like that.
So,
zombie-esque
versus... He doesn't have, like...
Deadite-esque, I think it's the term now, so...
But when you actually look at this character, he looks exactly like how you saw him in Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So this could be Jason 4, Freddy vs. Jason, this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Sure. I mean, it's a fan film, so... Us as fans can put it in any order we want to, right?
That's right.
So anyway, so Jason follows him to the hospital as the cops trying to arrest Tommy because they've already...
they're like, you did this.
Yeah,
like,
they found the dead bodies. I didn't do it. I've been telling you for years. You know about it because hundreds of people died in this town.
I tell you every week.
Yeah, I tell you. You literally catch me at Camp Crystal Lake all the time. I flip you off. Fuck off. Now you're arresting me. As this is happening, the cops are trying to arrest them. Jason's out there just fucking up everybody's car. Cops come in and is like, hey, there's a guy destroying all the cars in the parking lot.
Which, again, shows you how smart Jason actually is. He's like, all right, eliminate their ability to escape.
Well, it's more, I took it as a vendetta thing. Like, the ambulance driver got away from him, right? The ambulance drove away.
Oh, no. Okay, so I was
I think it's more as like, well, nobody's driving away from me today.
But still calculating.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, ah, screw you cars.
No, he's mad at all the cars.
Polluting my Camp Crystal Lake with your fossil fuels.
And then what happens after that is probably one of my favorite scenes in this movie. Definitely my favorite scene in this movie. And we always describe the Darth Vader scene in Rogue One whenever he walks down the hallway and just like destroys everybody. And we call that the Jason Voorhees Vader scene. He Jason Voorhees himself into the hallway and kills literally everybody in the hospital.
Yeah. His weapon of choice in this series is a sickle.
Yeah. It's weird, yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it
either.
As you
know, Jason, I know everyone pictures Jason with a machete, but can't put a man in a box. Mm-hmm.
To the point of he uses a bow and arrow a couple of times, I think, in this whole series. I was watching this with my wife, and she's like, well, that's stupid. Why is he using a bow and arrow? I was like, well, for one thing, he lives at a camp, and one of their main, literally maybe the only thing they could do other than go swim or canoe in the lake was an archery range.
And premarital sex.
Well, yeah, obviously. But when you're not doing that, what else are you going to do? You're going to shoot your bow and arrow at their archery range. So what else do you do all day long? Other than, they also release a music video, Disappear, I guess the name of it. Apparently, the only thing he does is sit on his bed, stare at his dead mother, and just wait for literally anybody to show up at the camp.
Man's just chilling.
Just chilling.
Just relaxing. Just
doing nothing, cop.
Gotta get people off my lawn.
So he's
old man Voorhees.
Old man is shaking his fist. Out of here.
Instead of shaking his fist, he goes out and handles it.
So more Clint Eastwood style. Got
That's
it.
That's right. You want to screw up my grass? Guess what? You're fertilizer now.
So yeah, we get the whole Jason Voorhees hospital scene, and then they somehow come to the conclusion, which is, you know, whatever.
The cop finally realizes, oh, Tommy was right about all of the hundreds of people going missing over the years, and I was blaming him for murdering hundreds of people and him never getting caught, even though he's always there. Never announced the evidence otherwise, besides he's just there saying, Jason's the one killing people. Yeah, you psycho.
So he sacrifices himself. Choose Jason much time, doesn't work. So anyway, the group, which is a doctor, the guy from the original one, that is now...
Oh, the doctor has a bit more of a play in here, because in the Never Hike in the Snow, the kid that disappeared in that was her son.
Yeah, so she's like...
Who's a fan of the guy from the first one.
Which ties all the movies together. Yeah. Actually, all these movies work all really well together.
You have to watch all three of them.
Almost as one movie, too. So the three of them, right after he's had surgery where he can barely walk, almost dies. And he's like, yeah.
No doubt, dehydrated.
For literally the third time goes... Yeah, let's go back to Camp Crystal Lake. I don't like it, but let's go ahead and do it, you know?
Oh, yeah, because Tommy had a plan, right?
So the plan is they assume, since they've seen Pamela's head, that if you destroy Pamela's head...
And the hiker thinks he knows where it is. I think I remember where I saw it.
It was in the room.
Which was a weird room.
Yeah, but it was kind
a hidden bedroom.
Yeah, kind of weird. Jason, what was that room before?
Jason found a little nook. He's like, this is where I'm going to put
dead bodies, my mother.
My mother's head, and then like a little sleeping area for myself. So
so they have all plans to go back to Camp Crystal Lake, destroy the head. Obviously, Jason Pepe Le Pew's himself from across town, across the lake, which is fine because he, you know, walks on the lake or swims, whatever the fuck he does. But he almost beats them there, and he gets there almost at the same time. He doesn't drive, unless he did drive, but he destroyed all the cars.
Well, unless he does that thing like they did in Scary Movie, you know, where...
he built tunnels underneath everything.
No, I said Scary Movie. Listen to me.
I just wanted to point that out.
And that was genius, and I don't like that you don't like that. But
that's my least favorite part of that.
I know, and it's stupid that you don't like it. But, like, remember in Scary Movie when Anna Faris looked out the window and saw the scream-looking guy, the ghost face?
Mm-hmm.
And then when she looked forward and then looked back, they showed him running behind a tree.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
maybe he did that. Like, they're always going to see me walking, and then I'm going to haul ass. And he's, like, really fast?
Actually, in the...
All he can do is work out. He's probably just doing calisthenics all day.
That's true. In the Friday the 13th video games, teleports.
Sure.
When nobody's looking at him. So, I mean, that's how they explain it in the video game, so he can get around.
Hey, that's
all
way
the time.
Better than tunnels, you jackass.
Well, I always kind of equate Jason more supernatural, obviously, and Deadite. I always go with Deadite mostly because there was a Jason versus Freddy versus Ash comic book.
Yep.
Which described Jason as a Deadite. So, and the comic book's fucking awesome. So
Art was awesome.
Yeah, art was fucking awesome. So yeah, I always put Jason in the Deadite category, and Deadites do that weird, you know, running through the forest was the single camera thing.
Mm, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So that's what I think. I know you have. But that's what I think of Jason does in this movie.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but
it just means he's moving really fucking fast through the woods.
Yeah, it's not teleporting.
Yeah, he's not teleporting. Running?
He just floats.
It's like it does that witch thing where you just float.
The
feet are still dragging on the ground.
Yeah. They do that in Evil Dead a lot.
Yes, they do.
Yes, just imagine him just going like,
That's way more terrifying in my
head.
If
you could see us right now, we're both with our arms stretched out and our chests out going,
Look, really the reason I wanted to talk about these movies, it's a tremendously underrated group of movies. And it's really hard for me to even call these fan films because they're
good.
So well done. And I think
cinematography's really good. Yeah. Writing's good. Acting's really pretty
good. Yeah.
I mean,
there's some hit or misses. I mean, it is what it is on the acting front.
I mean,
if
you go back to early Friday the 13th movies,
it is no worse or better than any of that.
Yeah,
it really isn't.
It's so, probably better.
It is better, actually.
You can have Mr. Kevin Bacon not acting as well as some of the people in these movies.
But yeah, that's really the reason. Is I think when you hear fan film or something like that, you instantly skip over it. Because then I know I do. With the amount of movies with me and you watch, I know fan films.
We watch a lot of bad
yeah,
like production movies. Yeah, so fan film, you're like, oh man, that's tough.
But it should. I don't think it should always be like that. And this movie kind of just proves that I probably should open my mind a little bit about it.
This goes into like that someone is a fan of the franchise so much so that they put more time and effort than what the budget allows. So if you were to put this that kind of budget on how much time and effort was put into this movie, it'd be a much higher budget than what he actually paid. Yeah. Because he's putting, you know he's putting personal time at his own expense.
Right.
So,
look, from what I understand, the guy, legally, they can't make any money off the movie. It's purely a passion project. It was funded by, you know, Kickstarter and stuff like that. They can't sell the movie at all. Totally illegal to sell it. This is why it's totally free to watch literally everywhere. You can download it.
Which you should.
100%.
Like, just go download and watch
it. I said, I'll have links all in the show notes and everything like that. So these are the passion projects that, as a podcast, I would really like in the future to promote. These are the things that are like-minded like us that are generally into super horror movies, films, and on top of that, unlike us, people that have talent that can do stuff like that.
that's fair. Well, so I know we talked about this even last podcast where we talked about someone like Ridley Scott, who is an amazing director.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he can't let his amazing movies just be movies. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want to make a Gladiator too. I want to keep making Alien. He's made Alien worse.
Yeah.
He's and undoubtedly going to make Gladiator worse.
Possibly. I just don't.
Based on the history that he's done about continuing on his own franchise, I have no faith that he's going to make this super good. I hope I'm wrong. My point is that this is a franchise that you can keep going because you don't have to stop. Everyone knows it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to make sense. I mean, like, if you make it make sense, fantastic. And this does a very decent job of making sense, but timeline wise it's a little murky for me personally. I don't care because it's like, it's a character I care. It's more about the character than something that's more realistic because I'm already like talking about some bullshit.
Jason can literally get put into any story. And it doesn't matter what the story is. You don't have to recurring cast. Jason's the mainstay. It's like, it doesn't matter. They put him in fucking space, and it's one of my favorite Jason movies.
Yeah, so. And somehow it made sense at the time. Like, all right, we're gonna fast forward to the future of 1999, and they're gonna get frozen and then sent into space and go even further in the future when the Earth is dead in like thousands of years or hundreds of years, and boom, Jason movie. Love it, print it, go.
I know the legal problems for the Friday the 13th movie. It's somewhat over. I've read through all the shit was that, and I barely understand. There's some kind of weird things about who owns what versions of Jason. But the fact that there are so many fan films about Jason that's been coming out, the fact that we're getting this level of movies with no studio backing is proof
or
that
people... money involved.
Yeah.
Like, they're not profiting at all.
Yeah. It's proof that we need Friday the 13th movies now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, for sure.
Slasher's making a comeback,
with Scream, how good the Scream series is doing, and maybe Dead Now.
So we need another slasher to come back to fill that kind of void.
Halloween is done, hopefully. God, please.
I rewatched it recently. I didn't hate the last one as much as I thought I did.
I haven't rewatched it since we went seeing it. So,
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, sure, right.
It's fine.
I need to rewatch them all again. I watched the first one a couple of times. Well, I like that one.
Yeah, you know I've rewatched everything.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhat recently, and I rewatched that one again because it was so recent. I'm like, it's good-ish.
Good-ish.
Yeah.
This is good-ish. This is good. This is great. So I'm again highly recommending this movie series. Go watch it.
I was a big fan.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of fan films, and they are rough. And this one was solid acting, writing, cinematography was maybe even better than some movies that are out now right now.
So in the future, I think this is something we want to continue to kind of do, the lesser known fan films that are based on properties that we love that we're not getting due service through from the studios. I would like to do this more. So if you got some fan film to let us know about, let us know. I would like to dip my toe into that world of things I honestly just don't know a lot about. I know this guy is going to plan on trying to make more movies. With the Never Hike Alone 2, I've never really backed any kind of crowdfunding stuff before, I would 100% back another project from this guy. To watch another one of these movies.
Yeah, so, yeah. For sure. Especially to scratch that itch, Jason.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's been our podcast. Go follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll be back, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks with another podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
List podcast?
I have some ideas.
You got some ideas?
I do have some ideas.
Are you going to tell me?
Well, no.
Okay.
I want to keep it a surprise. I want to keep you on your tips.
Go leave us a review, all our social medias, podcast apps, do all that kind of stuff. Thank you for joining us on this one-shot podcast for talking about the Never Hike Alone series. We have been your hosts. I am Snarf Chris.
I'm Critter.
And good journey, nerds.
Good journey, nerds. Dude, you ever think that, like, when Jason is killing somebody, he sizes them up? Like, hey, this guy's kind of roughly my same height, same size. So I want to make sure I want to do a headshot so I can wear his clothes.
Give me your boots, your pants, and your bike.
He gets full-on Terminator. Like, sizing him up like... Well, dude, no, seriously. Like,
he's got to change his clothes every once in a while. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it looks like
he's been wearing the same outfit for 30 years.
I get it, but he lives a rough life. He's got holes, but... Boots are important, man.
And he's wet constantly.
He's gonna
have dry rot and all the clothes just fall off of him.
He definitely needs some good boots, man.
More importantly, why doesn't he just run around naked? Do you think he's a modest guy? Like, yeah, you, I mean,
obviously.
You think he's like a...
He doesn't like people having sex. That's true. Yeah, that's true. He's like, you can't be.
But if I was a deadite running through the woods, probably the last thing I would worry about is my fucking clothes.
And dude, you got a virgin little mama's boy running around.
That's true. Just angry.
So yeah, he definitely is worried about his modesty.
Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you too? I watched this with the first movie, the Never Hike Alone one, was my daughter, Padme.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was totally fine with the entire movie until Jason has his mask knocked off and she left the room.
Why?
Because of his fucking face.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's all fucked up. You remember, it's more like he's missing all his teeth in the front, or the lip in front of it. Yeah, my daughter did not like that. The whole entire movie was totally fine with her until that happened.
And so that bothered her.
Yeah, that bothered her. So much where she left. She never finished a movie. She has seen Annabelle. She's seen Conjuring. She made fun of my wife about being scared of that movie. And she laughed and thought Jason was stupid until that happened.
I bet she didn't.
She doesn't like blood.
That's the thing. No one laughs at Jason forever. You gonna learn today.
I totally forgot to tell you that.
Yeah, that's weird. I also think that Jason would have a dog, you know?
Oh, he's proved that he wouldn't hurt a dog.
Exactly. Yeah. You feel like he would just have, a stray would come on his property, and it would, like, they just do head nods to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, you know, like...
Like, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Head tilt.
You're talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk? Why don't you talk? Both of them saying the same thing.
And they just get along, you know?
Like, the dog would bring the ball further away, like, and then look at Jason, come get the ball, come get the ball.
And Jason throws it and it's just like a rocket. The dog just looks defeated and like, any Pepe Le Pew's it over there?
It didn't teleports.
I just think he'd be a dog guy.
Yeah,
he feels like he'd be a dog guy. Where do you think he learns, like, how to... What do you think goes through his mind when he's about to kill somebody? Like, I want to do something different. He's an artist. So, as a person that majored in art, when you do one thing and you do it successfully, you're like, all right, I did that. I want to try something new. You think that's what goes through his mind? He's like, all right, I already killed someone with an axe. I think I'm going to
use... Well, even when he re-kills somebody with an axe, if he does it again, he makes sure it's a different... And then, really, obviously, for a movie, you don't want to see him do the same thing over and over again. But as Jason as a real character, I don't know, maybe. Because sometimes it is, I'm going to, you know, hit you right in the neck, shoulder area. The next time, straight down the middle.
But see, everyone thinks it's, like, again, the machete. Mm-hmm. And it is a machete.
Yeah.
Some of the time.
Spear gun, screwdriver, antler?
Antlers.
Yeah.
Antlers.
Sleeping bag.
Fire tree. Sleeping bag, tree. Noose.
Noose, yeah.
Wood chipper.
Yeah.
Just
vacuum of space. Nitric nitrogen.
Just drowning. Hit with a boat.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, he just goes all out, man. I don't know.
So you're saying he's an artist.
I think he pushes the envelope. He's like, I did that. I got to try something new. You know, what haven't I done yet? Where someone would be like, oh, he killed someone this way. Oh, interesting. I think he's got something there. Just a crazy person. It's just a weird artist.